holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
What is your help? I mean, really, what helps you?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. And why am I talking so fast? I do not know, because I am in no rush. But hey, let God use you on today. Let God use you to bless somebody. Let God use you to bless somebody. Hey, at our church in June, right? Every June is Prayer for the Parents Month. Prayer for the parents, because they need all the prayer they can get. Children are out of school and they're at work, and man, they need all the prayer that they can get. Any kind of prayer you can make for parents, do that in June. I mean, do it every day. But we just have, just like they have a this month or a that month for this holiday or that recognition for this month, we have a recognition for prayer for the parents. Yeah. And so the parents need prayer. They do. They've never parented before. They're still trying to get it and work it out. Yeah, they need it. They need it. And they need help just like all of us. And so God bless the parents and your will be done in their lives so that the children can grow up the way you want them to grow up in your will. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Listen, head on over to podbean.com, download the broadcast and share the links. Share them until you can't share them no more. And listen, God is really blessing us on this sharing thing. And I thank you guys, all of you, because I think you're all blessed. And I thank God. And listen, I hope that God blesses you today. If you're not blessed already, I pray that you're going to be blessed today. That God sends a special blessing to you and your family sometime this week, sometime today, sometime this year. I pray that God does a thing and let you know that it's only Him that could have done it. That blessing. Yeah. Let somebody say yes. Yes. All right. Now, we're still in this Proverbs 11. And so I ask you on the opening or the intro, you know, what's helping you? What's your help? Who's helping you? What is it? Who is it? Now, the sinners tend to think, and that's all of us a lot of times, we tend to think our money is going to save us. Our money's not going to save us. Your money's no good when it comes down to God. You know, you can use money to buy people, but you can't buy God with money. You can't. You can try, but it won't work. So we're at Proverbs 11 and 4. Watch this. Riches won't help on the day of judgment. Yeah. So when you're standing before God, no, that money ain't going to help you. It's not going to help you. Judgment. The day of judgment, money won't help you. Money is not strong enough. Only God can help you on the day of judgment. Remember, that's why He sent Jesus to die for your sins. You know, to take all that, take your sins away. The blood came down to take your sins away. So if that's what was going to help us on the judgment day, money couldn't have done that. Money couldn't have. You can't lay away that. You can't lay away your sins as far as, you know, putting money down on them to get rid of them. No. Only God can do that. Only God can remove your sins. Riches won't help. You can have rich friends and it won't help you. Well, some people say, well, Brother Nard, you don't know where to shop. Well, on the day of judgment, you're not thinking about shopping. You're thinking about getting out that judgment. And riches ain't going to help you. If God don't help you, you don't have no help. If God don't help us, listen, if God don't help you, me, and all of us, none of us, we don't have no help. We don't have any. Riches won't help on the day of judgment. But right living can save you from death. Right living can save you from death. Right living. So it's not about you being rich. It's about you living right. That says a lot. It says a lot. You're thinking your six-figure job is going to help you, or making $1 million a year, or making $1 million a month, $1 million a minute is going to help you. It's not. It helps you on your day-to-day. It helps with paying the bills, you know, making investments, you know, buying things, helping people with money. Yeah. But the riches won't help on the day of judgment. Dealing with God, when it comes down to God, you are going to have to deal with your what you were doing and which how you were living on the day of judgment. Now, if you don't want to deal with the day of judgment and dealing with God, all you have to do is start living right. See, because the day of judgment is death, not physical death, but the spiritual death, the death that you cannot come back from. See, you can always come back from the physical death. God can bring you back from that. But when God, on that last day, and he does the judgment thing, there's no coming back from that. I mean, unless he wants to. But according to what he's made available for us to read, he says it's not going to happen. But right living can save you from death. So if we're trying to avoid death, start living right. If you want to avoid death, live right. Now, you might not know what living right is. I might not know what it is, you know, but you can ask God and he can tell you what living right is. Some people say, just go read the Bible. There are a lot of people who read the Bible and still don't understand it. So let's bypass trying to translate anything. Let's ask God directly. If we're asking him for the truth and we're asking him for gifts, spiritual gifts, that is, he's not going to give us a serpent. He's going to tell us the truth. He's going to show us exactly what we need to know. So ask God. Riches won't help you on the day of judgment, but right living can save you from death. Verse number 5. The godly are directed by honesty. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. You listen, all of us, we're going to have to cut down on the sin, man. We're all going to have to cut down on it. Because the more sin you do, the more it builds up. And the more it builds up, the more it's going to be heavy for you. And then you're going to fall beneath your own load of sin. That's what I was talking about the other day when it said, searching for the evil people search for death and they find death because they go searching for it. And when they search it, they deal with it. They do the evil. And then it just keeps piling on. The sin just keeps piling on. And so then when it piles on, it becomes too heavy. When it becomes too heavy, now you can't deal with it. And then you fall underneath it. Under the weight of it. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. Verse number 6. The godliness of good people rescues them. Okay. The godliness of good people rescues them. So your righteous living again is talking about that again. The godliness of good people. And righteous living isn't always that you did everything right. The righteous living is you being able to hear what God says to you. And you follow those instructions till you get more instructions from him. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. The godliness of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. The ambition, just the sheer determination, the drive of treacherous people traps them. And when they're trapped, you're trapped. The godliness of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. Your sheer drive to be better than everybody else will trap you. The sheer drive that you know everything and everybody else is an idiot will always trap you. You know it all. Don't nobody else know anything. Traps you. You're the best in the whole world. Traps you. Because you want to do it. You're the one that you want everybody to call. You want everybody to know your name. You want to be famous. As they say, that 15 minutes of fame. You want that, and you want to change that 15 minutes and fame into a lifetime of fame. You want only people calling your name. You don't want them to say the name of God. You don't want them calling Jesus' name, but you want them calling your name as if your name means anything, as if my name means anything. The sheer ambition, the sheer ambition of treacherous people traps them. They're trying to trap you and end up trapping themselves. Isn't that what happened with Jesus? They were trying to get him killed, and then they end up dying. They had no idea that him dying for the sins of the people was going to fix everything. They thought that if they could kill him, they could take over the evil spirits. They thought they could get rid of him and they could take over the whole world. But no, it was the whole notion of him dying for the sins of the world to take away their sins. That's what got everything started. They thought that death would end it, but no, his death actually got everything started. And he said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. They thinking it's one way, but it's something else. Godly are directed by honesty, and the wicked fall beneath their own load of sin. The godliness of good people rescues them.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.